Hello, hello. You're listening to Never Give Up, where giving up is not an option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones, and I'm here with superstar Ray Ray from Atlanta. Ray.
Hello, how y'all doing today? I'm your co-host, I guess you can say that.
Yes, indeed. And today we wanted to, you know, just kind of talk around the table around this topic of trauma and how trauma affects our destiny. And it can also affect if we give up or not. And so I just wanted to share that sometimes we go through things in our life that are painful and that cause, you know, deep, deep hurts and wounds. So deep, it cuts to the heart. You know, it takes a long time to heal. And it causes us, we feel it all through our body. We feel it. Those traumas. And it can cause a single event or a prolonged event. It doesn't matter. It can be repeated events, but it begins to bring, it overwhelms us. It can bring us to devastating scenarios. It can change the way we think about things, and it can change the way we think about ourselves. So we're coming to you today just to talk a little bit around trauma and how we're affected, and also remembering that giving up is not an option. So kind of let's talk about this. Ray, how would you say trauma can affect our lives?
I believe trauma can affect our lives in a lot of ways that can stop us from being great, or it can hinder us from trying new things. Like, you know, if a person is in a bad bike, like if you're riding a bike and you crash your bike at a young age, you may be have trauma from riding that bike. And so use more precaution so you don't fall again, or you may never ride a bike again. So it maybe can help you be better, or maybe it can help you be worse and never experience some things.
Yeah. I like what you said. I also realize that sometimes if I keep prolonging or thinking about a situation that happened that was traumatic to me, like you said, I love the example of what you said about a bike. It's like as long as I keep focusing, if I was riding a mountain bike down a hill really fast and all of a sudden I see this boulder and I'm like, man, I see the boulder, but the bike is going so fast. And it's like as long as I keep looking at that boulder, I'm going to hit it. That if I need to find a new path, I'm going to have to look for it, right? I'm going to have to look not at the boulder, but what I want to create or what's possible. And I think sometimes when we get stuck in our traumas, we're not looking at the possibility. We're not looking at, because all we're focused on is that boulder, that rock, that situation. And the very thing that we are trying to avoid becoming, sometimes we collide right with it, you know. So, but I think like sometimes we feel like no one understands. And so nobody understands what I'm going through. And I think if you have somebody who's going through a situation, could be a loss, it could be a traumatic event, it could be abuse. We don't want to name your situation, but we just want you to know that you have to find someone that you can talk to. Somebody who's in, I always say somebody who's in your corner, you know, who's rooting for you. You know, there's a lot of people who can give you the illusion that they're rooting for you. But I think deep down in our hearts, we kind of know who's for us and who's not for us. What do you think about that?
I mean, we kind of know, but we kind of don't know. That's where faith and trust comes in at, because you really never know what someone else is thinking or what someone else been through. We just have to have faith that the person that we trust with our information does good with it.
Yeah, it is a trust. I think, though, I've learned to trust what God says about me more than man. Because man, you know, they're fickle. They can be for you today and you make them mad and now they're against you, talking about you. But I realized that the one true person, he kind of created me. He knows all about me. He He knows the plan that he has for me. If I could just take it to him and get to him, get to God, for he is all powerful and he's patient, you know? And so if I can just fix my mind to begin to pray about it and remember what he said about who I am, right? Because sometimes we can be our own worst enemy as well. You know, we can shoot ourselves down. Or we like, oh, man. Or we also can compare ourselves to other people and it makes us feel lesser than, you know? I'm like, you know, I got to be who I am right there in the moment, you know? I might be on a rabbit trail right now. But sometimes I find that I have to just ask myself, like, God, what would you do in this situation? How should I think about this situation, you know, and not try to rehearse, once again, staring at that boulder, rehearsing that same negative scenario or painful scenario, you know, over and over again. One of the things that I'm reminded of is a scripture in Isaiah. And it's funny, too, because I was, you know, we had kind of thought about this topic last week. But Sunday, this scripture, I was reminded of this scripture in Isaiah 43. And it says, do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to those things of old. And so they were talking about the children of Israel. It's like, look, don't remember the things that you've experienced, you know, but I desire, he says in verse 19, look, he said, behold, I will do a new thing now and it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So I kind of want to stay right there. So we kind of put more thought to what we feel or what we see or what others say or our own hurt and pain, right? But he said, guess what? Don't remember that. Don't remember, you know, the mess ups, the mishaps, you know, past events, you know, don't even consider it. He said, don't even consider bringing it back, bringing your past to your future, right? You know, forgetting those things which are behind, Paul said, I press towards the mark of the high calling, but let's put it in our everyday language. So I'm going to forget those things that I messed up on or those things that I didn't feel like I could achieve or overcome, and I'm going to press towards the vision or the destiny that God has for me. What do you think?
Yeah, because if you dwell in that, I think we talked about that in the past too, about dwelling. If you dwell and just sit there and constantly remind yourself, you can't get better. You'll constantly be stuck in that same place or on the hamster wheel, and that's not good.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because he said, look, in this world, you're going to have some situations and some problems. He said, but guess what? Be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. He said, many of the afflictions aren't always feel goods. They're painful situations. Many of the afflictions, the pain, the problems, the struggles, you know, he said, but of the righteous, he said, but God, you know, we're going to overcome them all, right? You heard the saying that, you know, time heals all wounds. And even if the wound isn't necessarily healed in an emotional sense, it doesn't have as much pain to it. You know, I use the example, sometimes I was burned ironing, you know, and I remember I was 12, I was ironing some clothes and, you know, I burned my arm really bad and it was very painful to touch. But it's been now like 40 years later, I can touch that area. I still have the scar, but I don't have the pain with it.
Do you know? Still iron? Do you still iron?
I don't even iron. Right? No, I put them clothes in a dry and hang them right up.
See, so you're still living in that You're still living in that trauma.
No, no, I'm just more efficient. Back in the day, my mother didn't have a dryer.
Okay.
Yeah, what she had was they had to hang those clothes outside on the line.
Outside the line.
And check it out. And they would dry so crinkly.
Yeah, they dry bad. You gotta iron on that line.
You can't help but to iron. I mean, we had to iron underwear, we had to iron our towels and face cloths. If not, they'd just be hard and crisp. And I remember when we got a dryer, I was like, wow. They just came out fluffy, wrinkle free. Now here's the secret to that. If you don't hang them up while they're hot and still there, you're going to have to iron.
You got to iron them.
Yeah,
anyway.
So I go right from the dryer to the hanger, put them right in the closet. Now, every now and then you want a little crease. You know, of course, you get your iron to bump things out and get creases. So we can't totally do away with the iron.
Yeah.
But the trauma of the event isn't there, you know. I think trauma still exists if you can't. If you can't speak to a person, if you have to cross the street, you know, because that person did you wrong or caused you some pain and you see them in the supermarket, how many times do you run down another aisle or pretend like you didn't see them? That means, you know, when you can't talk about it and you can't face that person, there's some pain still there.
Still there, yeah.
You know, and how do we get to that place of being free? Because if we don't, and if we allow it to stay there, right, it's going to affect your future. It's going to cause you to want to give up, right?
It will.
Yeah, it's no way. It's no way, right, you can keep that stuff in your head, circulating in your head, and thinking that you're going to be able to move forward.
Correct. Correct. So the difference to me, I think, because we spoke on trauma and we spoke on, what's the other word? I apologize. It's right on the tip of my tongue. The difference between trauma and...
Oh, grief.
Grief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that the difference between trauma and grief is grieving is just like feeling like sorry for something. Like grieving is like if someone passed away or...
Mm-hmm.
Or you failed the test, you're just like grieving and you're soaking in it. And trauma is more of a experience that had an effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that those are the differences, and not to try to identify them in the same situation can get you farther in life as well.
That's right. That's right. Trauma is like a deep-seated heart wound, is, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not saying that, you know, losing somebody you love or losing a parent isn't causing, you know, it'll take time to grieve as well. Right. You know, but sometimes traumas are deep, you know, and sometimes I always think too, sometimes like, let's say when a person is abused, or they have a lot of trauma that they get stuck in time. To right when that situation happened, you know, right. And if you find yourself not being able, you've been in a situation, you know, it's okay to get counseling, you know. Do you think that counseling in our community is really prevalent?
I think it's overlooked, but I think we need it. I think people don't use it. They look at counseling as like a punishment when it actually could like help you.
That's right. Yeah. I think people look at it like a stigma.
Yeah, I think counseling is actually a good thing because you can go through all of the motions of your situation that you're having problems with or that you're entering. You can go through all those situations in a setting and not having to experience them head on. So they maybe ask you questions or give you scenarios that you may have to handle in the future. And now you know how to handle those things. I always thought it was a bad thing, too. Like, no, I wouldn't want to. Why do I need counseling? And if I love you, why do I have to get counseling to marry you until y'all argue? And then you see, like, wow, I see why we need counseling. We can't agree on a parking spot, or we can't agree where to eat, or we can't agree on what to have the temperature for the house. So all of that kind of stuff matters.
Yeah, it's those little things. Like, the Bible tells us that it's those little things, the little foxes that spoil the vine. That very rarely are they, you know, huge situations. It's those little things like the heat. I like it hot. You like it cold. I like it, you know, and you'll find yourself just, you know, in disarray over those things, you know.
Walking past the heat, cutting it up on purpose.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like, and then sometimes not being at finances is another biggie yes. in relationships. You know, yeah. money, intimacy is a big thing. You know, some people want to hold hands, hug. Some people, you know, don't, you know, yeah. So, so you have to communicate those things, right?
Yep.
And so, and it can affect us because those little things, look, when we're so focused on those things, right? On those little things, on those traumatic things, on those experiences, painful experiences, negative things, what we find out is that we're not able then to focus on our vision, on our goals, on our now, right? And it's like, this is the thing. If you don't understand any other thing we're saying today, we want to say to you is don't lose a lot of time thinking about past situations that you really can do nothing about anyway, right? It already happened.
Correct.
So we want to kind of now think about, you know, those things. Well, look, the Bible says on Philippians in 4:8, keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. Put into practice the example of all that you have heard from me or seen in my life, and the God of peace will be with you in all things. So he tells us how to put our attention, where to put our thoughts, you know, and that was out of the New King James Version, you know, but the King James Version reads it this way. And you might, you know, you may remember it from the New King James Version. Just give me one second to find it here. Yeah, sometimes I like looking at different versions because it helps us to get a better understanding. So in the King James Version, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So it's like we have an option. We can think on the painful portions or the mishaps or the afflictions, or we could think, transform our thinking to what God says we ought to think about, right? And David said, it was good that I was afflicted. Now, I used to think that was kind of strange. How can you say it was good that I was afflicted?
Because, you want me to answer or you want to go ahead?
Well, no, because I do want your answer. But to finish the statement, he said it was good that I was afflicted because now I know his statutes, his laws. Now I know God in a sense, you know. Yeah. So how would we interpret that in 2021?
I think sometimes when people go through a life learning experience, it's better than being told about. So I think that's maybe like by him experiencing it, he understands the importance of what could happen or what will happen. So I think that's what he mean by he appreciates the inner body experience of actually the testimony of it, other than just reading about it, just seeing it on TV. We all could say like, oh my God, like, you know, see something on TV and we can mimic it, but to actually be in a house fire or actually live through a jail sentence or a car accident or fasting or whatever you choose to go through, and you know, maybe you had to fast because the doctors told you and it was meant and you hated it, but you had to go through it, now you're healthy and now you can see why you had to fast. So there's a good side to everything. I try to look at the good side of things in life, because if you look at all the bad things, everything that you see would be bad. You won't trust nobody. You'll think all women are the same, or all preachers aren't the same.
Right.
Or,
right.
Or everybody is out to get you. And just because you had one bad experience. So we could turn your trauma into good things as well, other than just, you know, like you can go through something bad and don't have to just think about the bad of it. There's actually a good side to things too.
Absolutely. It's funny too, because I just feel like I just back you up from the word, because what you said is exactly what the word says. What the enemy has meant for your destruction, God will turn it around for your good. Right. And that's what we see. If we're looking for it, because if you're not looking for good in it, then, or you're not looking like what can I learn from that experience, then you can come out of a trauma bitter, angry, you know, disconnected, you know, or you can say, okay, what should I learn through this pain, you know, when I get to the other side, what do I want to take with me, you know? And that's, you know, realizing that I'm a, you know, a better person. I realize that, wow, even though I've gone through these things, that I was still not alone. God was with me, you know, that he still walks through with me when I make my mistakes. He's still there with me. Like he doesn't abandon us because we didn't choose the right thing. You know, he's still there walking us through, giving us light, bringing conviction. You know, the goal is that we change, that we grow from it, that we learn from it, you know, not that we stay stuck.
Right.
So let's shift the conversation, because I know we only have a few more minutes, but I want to say then, so if we don't shift, we're gonna give up, and we're gonna gravitate to the thoughts that I can't do this, that I'm not good enough, that I failed before, and I'm not going to try it again because it didn't work. It's messed up, you know? And I want to say, and I mean, to the people who are listening, that, you know what? It might not have worked the first time, but try it again. It may not work the 100th time, but try again. We have so many examples of people who, they didn't win the presidency race the first time. Maybe the light bulb didn't work the first time. You know, maybe the experiment or the invention didn't work. I'm sure if we talk to the people at NASA to really find out how many attempts to the moon were made prior to the successful one. And so we can't get stuck in our past and our pain, but we've got to look to our purpose and look to a vision and what we are created to do on this earth. All things are possible to those that believe.
And a lot has to do with like inner peace and self-satisfaction of what is your outline of success or where you want to be. A lot of times we have everything right in front of us. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking out of experience, a lot of times we have everything right in front of us that we need to be great, but yeah, we're so ungrateful and so hard on ourselves that we can't even use what we have in front of us because we don't take care of it. You may have a lot of nice clothes, but you don't fold them. You may have a whole photo studio, but you never use your camera. So you got to use what's in front of you in order to be great, because God does provide. We just overlook it sometimes by not being grateful or not even acknowledging where we are at.
Yeah.
Like me myself, I find myself sometimes like sad and like wanting more. But then I have to realize like where I'm at and what I have. I have shelter, I have food, I have transportation. So everything else I really want more is just kind of just, you know, I can still want it and strive for it, but I can't let it get me depressed of what I'm not doing, because I'm still doing good. You have to look at and appreciate the good you're doing too, because you could be traumatized by not having enough and not being grateful.
Yes, yes.
You don't know how to be thankful or grateful for anything because you're used to not having. You're used to always wanting more. So
that's right. And how do you ever know that you've obtained it or if it's enough?
Right. Or you probably always had a lot and never even knew that you had a lot because you always had a lot. So you don't even know what it's like not to have. So you're very like just wanting more. So I think that's very important.
I heard my aunt one time tell me a story. She said, you know, the person complained about their shoes until they saw the person who didn't have feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's kind of deep. And so, like you said, sometimes we have to look at what we do have. You know, I tell you, this has been such a great topic, and we're out of time. And Ray, I tell you, you don't really realize how fast the time goes. But I just want to say to those listening, we appreciate you listening in every week, and we just want to encourage you that greatness is on the inside of you. Don't give up. It's not an option. You know, Ray, what do you like to say?
I like to say just smile. It's okay to smile. It's okay to feel good in life. It's okay to try new things. And don't give up. Stay positive, stay focused, and stay grounded.
Thank you. Thank you for listening tonight. This is Never Give Up, where giving up is not an option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones. You have a good evening.